Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A quick video clip of Joe Biden. One of the questions that he was asked in a what appears to be a fairly in-depth interview with 60 Minutes that came out recently. I've seen various clips from it earlier today, and one of the big headlines that came out of this interview is he tells 60 Minutes the pandemic is over. But he's not wrong. It's been over for quite a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just late.
Right. Well, apparently, a lot of people on the left are upset about Biden saying this. Of course, people that are observing this from a more of a nonpartisan perspective are saying, oh, how convenient. The Democrats are announcing that the pandemic is over right before the midterm elections. Because remember, a few months ago, we had talked about the Biden administration had done some polling that found that even many Democrats were fed up with all the ongoing pandemic, quote unquote, restrictions.
Oh, yeah, he had a PR firm that told him, like, lay off on the pandemic stuff.
Yeah, lay off on that.
People are tired of it.
That's why it's been rolled back. And, like, you know, even at the federal courts, they're not wearing masks anymore. And they seem to be holding on to it longer than anyone else. So the changes have been, you know, slowly been coming. And now Biden drops it, you know, 2 months or less than 2 months before the election that, quote unquote, the pandemic is over.
I had not heard that about the PR firm. I did see something a few days ago in the news of someone else, not Biden, saying that the pandemic was over, and Fauci coming around saying, a top scientist, I think it was, were saying that the pandemic is over or whatever. And Fauci was like, no, that's crazy talk. The pandemic is ongoing.
It will never end.
Wait, Pfizer, like the company?
No, Fauci.
Oh, Fauci.
I may have said Pfizer. I meant Fauci.
I haven't heard much from Fauci.
He said he was retiring at the end of the year. So presumably he's training his replacement right now, who I'm sure will be just as awful.
Oh, absolutely.
But the clip here I want to play is actually about inflation because, well, that's something that everybody has to deal with. Well, the so-called pandemic wasn't even, you know, real to begin with for most people because most people were going to just get a little bit sick and then they would get better.
My dad told me something so funny today about at the very beginning of the pandemic, in maybe like March, like the very beginning, I remember him and my whole family got sick in Utah and they were all like, we're pretty sure we have it. Well, he told me something I didn't know today. He said that the government, because he worked for the government, just told him, call this hotline, and he got cleared to go back to work. I was like, wait, what? I never heard
that. While he was sick?
So he was sick. He called a hotline, told them his symptoms, and they're like, yeah, it's not COVID. You can go back to work. And he got to go back to work. I was like, I hadn't heard of that. Like, not even a doctor. Just he said it was like, hey, it's Nick. Who are you? And he's just like, my name's whatever. These are my symptoms. And he's like, yeah, it's not COVID. You're good. Huh. It's just crazy. I hadn't heard that before. I was thinking
crazy.
Maybe they have some kind of list of people that they need to keep working, people they don't need to get working. And he's just looking that up while my dad's telling him the symptoms. And he's like, yeah, get back to work, you know?
You sound fine.
Yeah,
you certainly can't. I mean, they had stupid little tests for COVID-19, and they still sell them here at CVS and the Walgreens and all that stuff. But, I mean, at least then, I don't know if they're accurate or not, but they're at least testing some biological thing, right, to see if you have this virus or this germ or whatever.
Even though a papaya, I think, tested positive at one point.
Yeah, but you can't do that. That's like having a video conference with someone and be like, well, then let's give you your swab here, and they're poking your camera or whatever.
They call it telehealth.
They do.
Which, and you know, look, I'm glad that it exists because it does allow doctors to meet with you remotely, and there are times when that can be beneficial, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I used it.
Yeah, so like if your regular doctor is on vacation but they're still willing to take calls, you can call them while they're on vacation.
Or if it's just something, you just got to tell them this is what's going on, and there's no test for it, and they can be like, yeah, this is what it is. Here, go get this. And
yeah, you
don't need to leave the house for it.
Yeah, if you don't feel like you need to go see them. Save the time. No need to wait in an office or whatever. So here's a clip from Joe Biden. The reporter asks him a question about inflation, which is something that everybody, not just in the United States, but in most places around the planet, are dealing with because of central banks printing out more money. And that, of course, is devaluing the money that you do have if you still have government money in savings. So here's what Biden has to say to just blow off the question entirely.
Mr. President, as you know, last Tuesday, the annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch.
Yes, because that is how we measure inflation numbers.
Inches.
Inches and feet.
At all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not. Maybe I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's 8.2% rate of inflation
over a year.
Over a year.
And isn't it 8.3 that the guy said? And Biden just kept saying 8.2 because he had a stroke.
Right. So so it's interesting what he's doing here is he's trying to downplay inflation, acting like, well, we didn't get here all at once. It didn't just jump up to 8.2%, and now it's kind of flatlined. It's like, hey, just 1.1% from 1 month. It's no big deal. What are you guys so worried about? It's like, this guy doesn't even understand what people have to deal with.
Yeah, he doesn't have to, like, worry about money.
No, he's got all the food and all of the, you know, cars and everything that he
needs. All the diapers he needs.
Right. Let me go on. There's just a little bit more.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where, for the last several months, it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even.
So don't worry, people. Your grocery bills have flatlined, and they're not going up any further. That's not exactly reassuring for people.
That's also, even though that's kind of what he's trying to portray, that's not even what's happening at all, right? Because what he's saying is that month to month,
the rate of inflation isn't going up anymore, but the rate of inflation is still going up.
It's still a
thing that's rising.
Right.
By 8% or whatever since last year.
Or higher, or even at 7%, the prices of everything are still going to keep going up. It's not like we've hit, you know, whatever meat is right now, $6 a pound, and it's going to stay there.
Jesus, is it?
I've seen 5 or 6 for chicken or something like that, depending
on... For chicken, too? That's like the cheap meat.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, you can get... I think there's a cheaper one out there, but anyway.
Right. I mean, it's just sticker shock is happening all around the United States because everything is ridiculously expensive. I mean, gas is going down, thankfully, but that's not making groceries any cheaper or anything like that. And Americans are shocked when they go to the grocery store and they have to fill up their cart. They have to feed their families.
Yeah.
And it would be good. I think it's a bad idea for Americans to look to politicians and rulers for answers, but it would be good if the rulers out there did at least have some sort of answer they could provide Americans with.
I'm just shocked by the sound of his voice when he said, I got that, and just the way he's just rubbing it away.
He's
not
just blowing
caring.
Him off.
Blowing him off. Wow.
And now I wish there's got to be more to this clip. It's only a 40-second or 48-second long clip. And I don't expect him to come back around and answer the original question because the answer is there is no answer. Like, the guy asked him originally, like, well, what can you do in quicker or whatever, something like that about inflation. And, of course, the answer is this man cannot do anything about it.
Right.
He is not in control of inflation. The Federal Reserve is. So 60 Minutes here probably doesn't need, you know, this guy... He probably has no idea. He's barking up the wrong tree here. He's trying to hold somebody accountable, but ultimately it's not going to change anything. What we are going to see this week, though, is likely a rise in the Federal Reserve's interest rate. They're, you know, the thing they've apparently raised now 3 times in a row. And the only reason they didn't raise it in August was because they didn't meet. They were taking a vacation in August. Apparently that's a thing.
Well, thank God the central bankers who are destroying the world's money supply are taking a vacation and enjoying the wealth that they've accrued by destroying the world's money supply.
Right. So they're back to meet this week and talk about another potential 0.75 percent or 75 basis point interest rate increase, which again is just, all of this is a fairly unprecedented level of interest rates, which means that home loan rates are going to go up and other loan rates are going to go up, and maybe there'll be some good things that come out of that, like maybe a housing market crash, people can get a house cheaper again in the future, but we'll see. There's more coming up here. If you want to join the show, 603-283-6160, free talk.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. 6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has all kinds of features, including a Getting Started section. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find some useful information, some videos that you can watch to give you the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And I think Bitcoin might still be less than $20,000 a piece right now. Let me do a quick check here. Yes, it is. It is below $20,000 each. Now, look, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can get a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can get a 1/100th or less of a Bitcoin.
And it's a good time to get a fraction of a Bitcoin.
I think so. I mean, I can't give you financial advice, but if I were able to buy Bitcoin, and I'm not, under my bail conditions in the Crypto 6 case, then I probably would be.
I would love to be able to buy Bitcoin right now, man.
Yeah, you're still under restriction, too. You haven't been sentenced yet.
Right.
So,
and I may still be under restrictions after sentencing.
I hope not. So far, of the three who have taken plea deals, there's not been any significant crypto restrictions.
Yeah, but they didn't plead guilty to operating an unlicensed money transmitting business.
No, that's true. I guess we'll find out. But Bitcoin.com, you probably aren't under those restrictions, so you can go there and learn all about cryptocurrency. And you can go to their news site as well over at news.bitcoin.com, get the latest news headlines from the world of crypto and Bitcoin. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. We started out with a ridiculous comment by Joe Biden, where he is just basically blowing off the idea of what, you know, Americans have to deal with when it comes to inflation by acting like, well, it's no big deal. Look, we're in a place right now where inflation's not going. It's not spiking up. It's just staying steady, 8.2%, 8.3%. And
he's just, you know, pleading to the lowest common denominator, people that don't know what the heck those numbers mean. And they're
that's
like,
right.
Oh, that's not that bad then. He said it. He said it's not that bad then.
I was hoping it was going to be a sincere, truthful statement like we got from...
Come on.
Right. No, like we got from Obama when Obama said that, you know, a nation is just a monopoly on the use of violence in a geographic area or something like that. And, you know, he
didn't... Obama said that?
He did.
He didn't mean to be honest and, you know, forthright about what the state is, but he was.
It came out. You're right. In that moment.
What was the context? Like, I can't imagine why he would say that. It's fine if you don't remember.
I don't recall. No, I think it was at the UN or something like that that he was giving a speech. I don't remember the specifics, but I was hoping, you know, we were going to get something like that from Biden here where he was like, well, you know, inflation isn't actually the increase in prices. It's the increase in the money supply caused by the Federal Reserve. But, you know, realistically, Biden, he probably actually doesn't know that. And if he may have known it once upon a time, but he's a senile old...
I could believe it when it comes to Biden. It's hard to really believe he is much more than just a talking mouthpiece for whoever it is that pulls the strings.
Yeah.
So I can believe that he wouldn't know. But when it comes to people like the Federal Reserve or the Treasury Department, I don't buy that they don't know what inflation is. I don't think that they're being truthful in any way.
No, of course not.
Or just passing along misinformation. Whereas in just one more of these clips here, I'm just going to play a little bit more of it just to recap. Here's what he said. I think. Maybe not. So anyway, Biden just, you know, trying to play this off as though, oh, well, no dramatic increase month to month is no big deal. That's essentially what he has been saying here, and it is dishonest, and it is proof that this person has no idea what the average American has to actually go through and deal with when it comes to inflation.
He's sort of making the claim here that, you know, this is as bad as it's going to get, that inflation, you know, has crept up. It's slowly been rising, but now it's been 8.2% for a series of months now, and that's true. But it's additive month over month, I mean, year to year. I don't remember exactly how it all works. It's bizarre, but it's disingenuous and untruthful at the very least. He's telling lies, and he's avoiding the question. Americans want to know, how much more expensive is their food going to get? They're going to be skipping meals and going hungry in the foreseeable future as electricity prices double and stuff like that.
If anything, he avoided the question of what is he going to do about it, because he can't actually do anything about it. I mean, for months they've been saying, we're fighting inflation. We're going to do what we can to fight inflation. And
how do you fight inflation?
Yeah, it means nothing. It's like, oh, well, we're going to bring a task force together, and they're going to talk real hard about what we can do about inflation, because no amount of talking is going to change this. No
right.
amount of planning. The only thing they could do would be to stop printing money. That might slow it down, right? Like, that's going to stop the actual inflation of the money
supply.
Well,
to an extent, but because of the fractional reserve system and the limitless printing that banks can now do, because they don't have
right.
to have any fractional reserve, even that wouldn't do it.
It wouldn't do it. It wouldn't do it all, at least, but it could slow it down to some extent. But remember, what you see happening in prices now isn't necessarily, like, if they stop the printing presses tomorrow, you're not going to see the inflation rate just drop off the map.
And it's not even just inflation. It's also the government's response to COVID messing up all the supply
chains. Sure, sure. And that has resulted in other prices going up perhaps higher than 8%. So, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. The actual perception of what's going on by the average person at a grocery store, they're seeing more than 8% on a lot of products. And, of course, you also have to factor out the fact that shrinkflation goes on, where they're cutting the product amounts and cutting quality and trying to cut everywhere they can except for the price. So it's hard to just look at price alone. You also have to factor in what are you getting for the price.
Well, these are the same people that declared war on cancer and war on drugs, and we still have cancer and drugs.
Right. And the war on inflation will be as successful.
Yep.
Yeah. But again, if they just stop printing money tomorrow, you're still going to see, because of what Bonnie pointed out, you're still going to see prices continuing to move upward, because the economy hasn't caught up with all the money printing. The money gets printed,
yeah.
and then it goes into the hands of the politically connected, right? So it might go to the military-industrial complex, or it might go to the PPP loans that they were giving out to these mega corporations or whatever, right? And then they have to pay their employees, and then the employees get it, and then they spend it into the economy, and then, of course, the prices of things rise as more money gets into the economy chasing the same amount of goods. So,
and it takes a very long time for any of this money, the small percentage of it that the average person is actually going to get, to reach the average person.
That's right. That's
in the form
saying.
Of an increase in wages or something like
and
that.
And that's always behind. The wages have gone up, but not enough to make people have the same standard of living.
Right.
So he gets asked another question about his mental focus. And you know, we got to play this one for you.
You are the oldest president ever.
Pretty good shape, huh?
Which leads to my next question.
Remember when he fell off his bicycle?
I did not.
You are more aware of this than anyone. Some people ask whether you are fit for the job. And when you hear that, I wonder what you think.
Watch me.
What? He's always doing, like,
watch
tough
me.
Talk, gangster
yeah.
talk, right?
Look.
Yeah.
What you what, dude?
Yeah, what?
People are worried about your mental health. Watch me.
All right,
what?
He's going to try to explain. All right,
I can get worse.
Let's see if more words helps you clarify what he's trying to say.
Honest to God, that's all I think. Watch me. If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity, then you know, that's one thing. It's another thing. You just watch and you know, keep my schedule. Do what I'm doing. I think that, you know, I don't, when I sit down with our NATO allies and keep them together, I don't have them saying, how old are you? What are you worth?
What the hell?
How old are you? What'd you say?
He isn't done yet.
Is that what his NATO allies say to him? How old are you? What'd you say?
There's more coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth is at her final resting place. She was buried in Windsor after more than a week of mourning across the United Kingdom and the world. She's now at rest by the side of her longtime husband, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, who died last year. Her burial comes after a week of funeral services, which later followed by a committal service. NASA is conducting an important test for its Artemis 1 mission this week. Engineers are planning to conduct a check on Wednesday morning to show they fixed the issue that scrubbed the last launch attempt. The next launch, scheduled for September 27th, is part of NASA's plan to have astronauts on the moon again in a few years. Stocks beginning the week higher as the Dow gained nearly 200 points in volatile trading ahead of the Fed Reserve's two-day policy meeting. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're playing some of the clips from Joe Biden's interview with 60 Minutes. And, well, that's because he is just doing his Bidenisms, or whatever you want to call them.
He's got some good ones, too, man. One of my favorite Bidenism clips is, like, this guy who teaches you to speak Bidenese. I think he's got a video on YouTube. I showed it to you a few weeks ago, I think. And some of them are just spectacular.
Most of them I had never heard, so it's shocking to me that he does it so much, where he just says words that don't exist.
Yeah, it's very peculiar, his little manner of speaking, where he forgets what he's trying to say, so he just sort of blurs words together, drops syllables. Like my favorite one was, I think, Truender - double the pressure. And
what is that supposed to be?
I don't know. I want to find the original clip where that's taken from. So maybe with some context, I can figure it out. Double the pressure sounds like double the pressure. But
yeah.
I don't know what the first part of it is. Truender - double the pressure. What is that? What?
Just watch him.
I don't know if you could sit him down and show him those clips, even in context, right? Because they're funny out of context, but in context, they still don't mean anything. But and have him say, what did you mean when you said that? And see if he can figure out what his...
He'll say, you know, my NATO allies, they sit down to him and go, how old is this guy? What is he
oh, yeah, I'll play that one again, okay, because we've got the clip here where he was asked about his mental focus, and he goes off talking about how, just watch me, just watch me. And then he tells you to, like, keep his schedule for him. And
no, watch me keep my schedule.
And
I can do that.
And it sounds like, at first blush, it sounds like he's asking you to be his secretary. But I think what he's actually trying to say is, you should do all the stuff I'm doing. Look, I'm so busy.
Oh.
I'm the president. I got all these meetings. Look at my schedule.
I understood that, you know, from the beginning. I didn't understand it to be a sort of... You know, I want you to be my secretary. So I didn't even hear that. So when we listen to
it,
I want to come at it from that perspective, though, and try to hear him saying that, because I didn't catch that the first time around.
I'm his secretary.
All right, I jumped it back a little bit. Here's more of his comment.
Watch me. I mean, honest to God, that's all I think. Watch me. If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity, then you know, that's one thing. It's another thing. You just watch and you know, keep my schedule. Do what I'm doing. I think that, I don't, when I sit down with our NATO allies and keep them together, I don't have them saying, wait a minute, how old are you? What are you, what they say?
You know, can you pause it? He said he doesn't have them saying.
Yes.
I don't have them saying, how old are you? What are you saying? So I get it more now, but it's just that he just mumbles,
yes.
So you can barely understand that at first.
How often does he sit down with his, quote, NATO allies?
I don't know.
It can't be very often in the first place. But you know, that first thing when he goes, watch me. Like, watch me. That sounds like... I don't know. It sounds so creepy, right? Like, I want to sneak up on someone while they're sleeping at like 3 o'clock in the morning and just play that in their ear to wake them up. Just Joe Biden going, watch me.
It's a matter of, you know, that old expression, the proof of the pudding's in the eating. I mean,
have you ever heard that one?
I've heard the proof is in the pudding. I've never given it any thought what it actually means.
He says the proof in the pudding is in the eating.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of does make sense if it's not.
I've never heard that one.
Me
I mean,
either.
He's really old.
I guess
so
that's
maybe
the end of the expression, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. Is that like the original one that you would have heard if you were 80 years old?
That's
like
the no malarkey one. When he was running in whatever year it was, 2020 or whatever, on the side of his bus, he had no malarkey on the side of it, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, you couldn't possibly be more out of touch with anyone under the age of 65.
There we go.
I respect the fact that people would say, you know, you're old. And, but I think it relates to how much energy you have and whether or not the job you're doing is one consistent with what any person of any age would be able to do.
Were you able to follow that one? I'm going to jump back. Let's play that one more time.
Energy you have and whether or not the job you're doing is one consistent with what any person of any age would be able to do.
I think can he keep up with someone doing his job who is literally half his age? Because you could be president while literally being half his age at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be 35 an American citizen, and he's
right.
In his 80s. So
that's true.
I think that's what he's saying.
Mental focus is...
Oh, it's focused. I have trouble even mentioning, even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. I mean, it's just not.
Yes, his mental focus sounds very focused when you hear such.
So many stops and starts. Like, he's just trying to get one answer out, and he changes his kind of approach at least 3 or 4 times before he finally spits out some confusing.
What was the thing about
being as old as a fly?
He never thinks of himself as older than a fly. Never heard that one either, if it's the saying.
Even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly.
What? Hold on.
I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly.
I need a
makes no sense.
Written transcript of that to even begin the process.
He might have been saying he was old and fly.
Like as in a pretty flag for a white guy?
Yeah.
I mean, I can relate. I don't think about the number of years old that I am either. And that was actually kind of awkward recently in court when the judge was like, how old are you? And I'm like, I actually don't know, dude. I mean, it's not a number I think about very often, right? So I sort of get that from Biden's perspective, that he's not sitting around going, goodness, I'm 84 years old or whatever. But, like, dude, you are old. Does that fact enter your head, or do you just think, oh, my mental health is perfectly true under dash double depression?
Well, he just thinks of it in terms of fly age, and he's not much older than a fly, so that's
how
he thinks.
Flies live very long.
They live for like a day or something, right?
Yeah, so not very long, a little bit more.
It's just not, I haven't observed anything in terms of, there's not things I don't do now that I did before, whether it's physical or mental or anything else.
All right. See, he's got it together.
He's really struggling with that answer,
yeah,
though. Like,
yeah. It was a 30-second long answer, too.
And that was a question about your question about mental health. And
mental focus.
Yeah, focus.
And you come at it from 7 different approaches, and I don't think any of those at any point approached a complete sentence.
Yeah. And even just saying, like, why would you just say, it's really focused? Like the one time when he was like, focus? I'm really focused.
Sharp as a laser.
It's just like, what are you trying to say? Like, that doesn't prove anything, but...
So he said all he needed to say in that particular case. In the same interview, they're walking through... there's like a clip of them walking through some sort of car show. And the interviewer from 60 Minutes inquires with him about the COVID situation. And Biden says the pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it, but the pandemic is over. He said further, walking through the convention center, he said to the correspondent, if you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. So I think it's changing, and I think this is a perfect example of it, unquote. So according to Biden, the pandemic is over, but some progressive commentators disagree. An MSNBC host is accusing Biden of lying.
Hold on, because isn't this a matter of science? Like, if there's a pandemic or not, it's measurable and provable. We're like, hey, guys, look at the case numbers here. There is a pandemic. Like, that's not a matter of opinion.
Well, there's the science, and then there's actual science.
Right. Right? But actual science is not a matter of for progressive pundits to weigh in on or conservatives to weigh in on. It's a matter of let's look at the data and determine whether or not the criteria for a pandemic is currently met.
Well, they're saying completely dumb things that make no sense, as if the pandemic is some kind of spiritual thing you can't really define. Like this lady, Nina Turner, who is awful on Twitter, she tweeted, the pandemic is over. But it's not over with it. But the pandemic isn't done with us. Let's make that clear. How are you making
that
clear? It doesn't mean anything. It's like something a Christian would say about spirituality. Like, just,
you're absolutely right. It does remind me of like some of these New Age people talking about spirituality or whatever. They're like, be sure to align your crystals to the zenith of the crescent with Mars and Neptune or whatever. And it's just complete nonsense.
This Nina Turner is actually somebody that have comment on this story, because some of the progressive commentators and other progressive senators or whatever are mad at Biden for making this proclamation. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live, 603-288.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Show.
All you gotta do
is dial in here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And we're going to continue here a little bit more on Joe Biden and some of the statements he's made during the 60 Minutes interview recently, including rambling after being asked about his mental health. We got that one out already, plus his ridiculous comments on inflation, where he's trying to play inflation down as though the fact that it's gone only from, you know, 8.1 to 8.3% or whatever from month to month means
it's no big deal.
I expect
politicians to do that about inflation, though, right? I mean, that's just what they do. They're not going to tell you the truth about inflation. But when they do the same sort of nonsensical answers about, you know, their mental health, that's when I think Americans need to pay a little bit more attention.
I think you need to pay attention and just watch him.
Well, he wants me to. I don't plan on watching him.
I don't really like watching politicians, but every now and then, this one is pretty entertaining. It's sort of in the same way that Trump was entertaining. In a different way. They're both entertaining in different ways. Trump was entertaining in a troll kind of way.
Yeah,
and,
like a train wreck kind of way.
Yeah, like watching a sad, you know, mentally disabled old man. And it's like, you know, in most cases, it would be a sad thing. You made this comment, I think, right before we came back, that that it would be sad to laugh at somebody who was in the shape that Joe Biden is in. And I would agree. Like, you know, hey, that could be you someday, right? That could be your grandmother. That could be your dad. That could be, you know, somebody that you care about that's losing it, right? Because of old age and dementia or something that's going on. But because he's a thug, just like, you know, the other people in Washington, D.C., and he's more than happy to exterminate innocent life, I don't really feel like that we should have the same concerns for being nice to this person.
I agree entirely, and I mean, it's not like he was a good person, and then he became a senile old man, and,
right.
you know, people took advantage of him and turned him into this thug.
He's
probably worse yeah. before.
Lifelong politician who has presided over the ruining and the destruction and the killing of countless people's lives. He was the vice president as, you know, Obama was bombing countless people in the Middle East. He passed one of the, I think, most oppressive anti-crime bills out there that, of course, criminalized things like, you know, crack cocaine or whatever. There was all kinds of terrible things this person did. And, by the way,
oh, that was
hypocrisy.
Back in, like, the 80s or something, right, when
90s,
he was in the Senate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and, of course, his own son smokes crack, and he's never seen the inside of a jail cell for that. So then there's also the rampant hypocrisy within his own family. There's just so much to take apart here. But a little bit more on his comments on the New York Post article, because he said in this interview with 60 Minutes, he said the pandemic is over. And some people on the left are just not having it. Progressive commentators have used social media to lash out at the president over his remarks, with MSNBC host Mehdi Hasan accusing Biden of lying to the American public. Quote, one of the many reasons they're not wearing masks is because people like Biden keep falsely telling them the pandemic is over, he said. Progressive Democrat.
Isn't that the first time he said that?
I think so.
It seems like the first time to me, because it seems so noteworthy.
It's getting a lot of coverage. Yeah. Progressive Democratic Kentucky State's Representative Attica Scott expressed outrage that mainstream members of her party, quote, keep playing these games with our lives, unquote. It's like, hey, you can still put a mask on.
Yep.
You can still stay home. You don't have to go to the grocery store. Call up the, you know, the delivery service and have some kid come over and deliver it to you. If you want to live in fear, you are free to do that. But the thing is, as you pointed out earlier, Bonnie, the Democrats, Biden's office specifically, hired a campaign media
PR.
Staff. Yeah, PR, media, PR staff to do research and to talk to Democrats, say, all right, well, how are you feeling about COVID right now? I'm tired of it. You know, that was a lot of what they heard for years, though.
I mean, we sort of watched that happen here on Free Talk Live. We watched Americans get sick of hearing about COVID-19.
Sure, but the Democrats were the last ones to go, right? They were the ones that were holding on the longest.
Well, they were getting off on the fear.
But even they, many of them, have given up on this. And so the polling numbers were real clear, and that's what they're working on here. They're not doing this because they care. They're not doing this because, you know, they've seen the light. They're doing this because the American people won't put up with it anymore. That's why they're rolling back the COVID restrictions,
and
at least for now.
It's time for the next PSYOP control measure to roll in anyway.
Right. So who knows what's going to come next. Once the election's over, it's going to be full-on, full-court press towards the next tyranny, whatever that's going to be. And as you,
climate change lockdowns.
It could be climate change lockdowns. It could also be the electricity price, you know, like we're seeing with what's happening in Europe. There's going to be some serious restrictions over there. They're already starting, and those very well could come here. So former Democratic Ohio State Senator Nina Turner, who you mentioned earlier, Bonnie, said
this is the what else does she do?
She's on the Young Turks.
That's right. Okay.
She rejected Biden's assertion. She says the pandemic isn't over. We are over the pandemic. The pandemic is not over with us. Big distinction, she said.
Let me just
make it very clear.
I don't understand at all. The pandemic isn't over with us.
See, it still likes us, but we don't like it anymore. And we want to break up.
She's saying you can't just ignore a pandemic, that it's going to continue to wreak havoc on people's lives.
But it's not.
Democrats aren't taking it seriously enough.
But it's not wreaking havoc on people's lives.
Oh, but they want you to believe that it is. But yes, you're right. I mean, when's the last person you heard of that actually had any kind of issues with COVID?
I mean, other than what the government has said about COVID-19, it didn't wreak havoc on anyone's lives. It was, you wouldn't have known it had happened if the government hadn't caused the lockdowns.
Well, if the flu didn't disappear, it would have been really obvious how bad it was.
Well, right. And so the flu disappeared because a lot of the flu was likely being diagnosed as COVID. And every year people die because of the flu, and society never had to shut down over it. There's another one here. Dr. James Hamblin, a lecturer in public health policy at Yale University, says mask wearing wasn't an accurate gauge of whether the deadly virus was still spreading. Quote, a pandemic isn't like bootcut jeans where you look around at what people are wearing and declare it over.
I mean, except it kind of is, right?
Yeah.
If masks actually helped prevent the spread of COVID-19 and a lot of people
and
are wearing
don't.
Masks, then that would suggest that the pandemic, you know, is winding down.
At least a lot of people believed that.
Right. But, I mean, their narrative is that, you know, wearing a mask helps prevent the spread of COVID-19, right? So if fewer people are wearing masks, then that means there's less virus to spread around.
Arif Feigelding, which is an interesting last name, an epidemiologist and former Harvard faculty member, responded to Biden with an emphatic, heck no. With all due respect, Joe Biden, you're wrong. Pandemic is not over. Almost 3,000 Americans are dying from COVID-19 every single week, he wrote. And remember, we know that the government lies about these numbers.
Yeah.
That these numbers, for the whole time, have been completely pumped up and falsified, and that anybody that dies that had COVID-19, even if they died from a gunshot wound or they died from just being old or whatever it was that they died from, heart attack, it was being blamed on COVID-19. So of the 3,000, the supposed 3,000 Americans dying every single week, what percentage of them are actually dying from COVID? Because when I asked you earlier, I asked out loud, like, when's the last person that you knew personally that had any kind of issue with COVID? And we know one. He owned a little barbecue restaurant. He's a
free-stater.
He died at the very end of last year, if I recall correctly. And he, quote-unquote, had COVID when he died. But he was also a man in his late 60s who was obese.
And he had other issues. He had, like,
had terrible eating habits.
But he had something else that actually is the thing that killed
him.
He
just died. Problem.
A different organ. I don't remember which one.
I mean, he would have to because, I mean, 60 is, I mean, it's old, right? But that's not old enough to be killed by COVID old.
Yeah. So he died from something, but he had COVID. So was it COVID that killed him?
Seems unlikely.
Right. That's the only one that I can think of beyond we had a listener a couple years ago who also supposedly died from COVID, Gene, the Christian anarchist, great listener of the show, longtime listener. He was 73 or 74 years old, which is...
And a man.
And he's a guy. So, like, that's about the time that a man is going to die. So, again, I don't think anybody can extrapolate, you know, necessarily that COVID did him in, per se. And we know that there's plenty of people in their 80s. The statistics, the government's own statistics, even showed that the supermajority of people in their 80s survived COVID. Like, if you're in your 80s and you catch COVID, you're probably going to make it, unless you're a fat, unhealthy person to begin with. And if you're that fat, you probably didn't make it to 80 to begin with.
Good point.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, is Trump getting into QAnon publicly?
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.